found today. I haven't found a place yet for my algebra. And of course, my greatest trouble there was I took fourth year algebra first, because I went into school that had midterm, and we had a few college graduates, I mean boys ready to go into college that liked a half a subject or something, and they were making it up on some fourth year algebra. And some dumb bunny up there in superintendent's office sent me down there. Well, I didn't even heard the word algebra, much less knew what they're talking about.
Oh dear, they do some crazy things.
And I was just thinking there, of course you go along and work in word pronunciation regardless of who and how you get those. But when we got into cities and states and things, how do you do those if you run into somebody that's up in years that has no education, and how do you work, how would you work a question like that?
Well, for example, something like Detroit, if it's a man, if he's got a radio, why, we'll spend 3 minutes talking about sports. Then we'll spend 15 seconds on baseball. Then I'll ask if he's ever heard of a team called the Tigers. And if he played with a bat when he was a kid, where was it made? And, well, Cincinnati, of course. I just about have to get to the Red Legs.
Well, trying to pronounce those names?
Yeah.
To get their pronunciation.
Is it Detroit? Is it Detroit? Is it Cincinnati? Or is it Cincinnati? And up here, is this Miami or is it Miami? If you're up there, it's Miami, or it'll hit you on the head.
Well, to me, it's Miami.
Uh-huh. But to me, it was always Miami, like Florida, till I went up there. And I don't know what's going to come out now. It'll be either Miami or Miami.
Uh-huh.
Oh, if you're not certain about something, and somebody says to you, do you think this would be good? What would you say to him?
You doubt it.
Now, I've got this one in. What I'm looking for is I'm not sure. In parts of the country, you'll get I'm not for sure. Strangely enough, I don't recall right now what those parts are.
Well, of course, when you said there, start out, you're not.
Yeah,
you're certain about it, you see, yeah. So you doubt it.
I wasn't working too hard to get a direct answer on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got that already in conversation someplace. But I tipped it when I said certain, because in 60% of the cases I would have gotten the answer I'm not certain. Because it just suggested the word to itself, means the same thing, probably it would come like back, right back. It's like bouncing a ball.
Do you, now of course this map you had several, what'd you say, 8 blocks or 12 blocks, whatever you had, states?
Actually 44, and I'll get 6 from the counties that have the highest populations, or from cities or something. Mm-hmm.
How much farther do you have to go?
I got an awful lot. I was just pretty sick along by Friday, because it just wasn't working, this trip. I came down here, I had 9 days to spend, I hoped to get 7 interviews, and this is aiming pretty high. Not home with 5, that's mighty good.
Were you not getting cooperation from the people, or was the weather, or what was your...
Oh, it was everything. The roads here go in the wrong directions. For example, I was in Summerfield, I had to stay in Poto, I had the day off, I had to be down there at 7 o'clock in Summerfield, and I wanted to go to Featherston. Well, if the crow flies, it's not bad. But I had to drive to Featherston, meet Mr. Featherston, waited 2 hours for him. Well, I enjoyed the wait, of course. made the appointment, came over here. I waited in the rain 2 hours, couldn't even get to my car. And I left Friday, drove to Podo, caught a quick bite,